Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Have you ever killed a houseplant before? Don't worry, you are not alone. But what if I told you you're not destined to be a plant killer? What if I told you you could not only fill your home with gorgeous, luscious, happy, thriving plants, but live a happier life through caring for them? Hey, new plant friend, my name is Maria. I am a former plant killer turned happy plant lady and host of the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where it is my life's mission to help you grow happy plants and thrive alongside them. Because when you learn to care for plants, you really learn to slow down, connect with nature, and nurture yourself too. Each week, I share expert tips, inspiring conversations, and soulful planty wisdom to help you grow a greener, happier life. So if you're ready to turn your plant struggles into plant joy and get the green thumb you've always dreamed of, search Growing Joy with Plants wherever you listen to podcasts and hit subscribe. That's Growing Joy with Plants podcast. Let's grow some joy together.
Welcome to another episode of Friendly A Daisy Podcast, where we don't do the podcast does us. My name's Andy, and I'm here with co-host...
Dave. Why do you think I'm going to say that every time, man?
It just feels weird that I've said about 50 words, and then you just go, Dave. I don't know.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. I know that's the way I've written it, but I really think we need to change it.
We can do. Right. I ain't just Dave. I'm a dick. No, I'm joking.
Well, that's staying in. And together, we're here to...
bring you the greatest of interviews ever.
Streaming sensation. Enter fanfare. Yeah. We got an interview today, David.
David, very formal.
Yes, David, hello.
Should I put my tweed jacket on for this, even though it's fucking plus 30 in my room?
You actually do have a tweed jacket as well.
Yeah, I do. I wore it to your after wedding bash.
Did you?
It now stinks of limoncello because I spilt the bottle of limoncello that I got given for from your wedding. So
limoncello.
Limoncello.
You're such a fucking flid.
Limoncello.
Oh my god.
It's like a fake limoncello that Andy made himself. Limoncello.
Legocello.
Oh mate, you have to get that. Oh.
That would be
bricks.
Horrendous, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That would not be as tasty. Yes, we have a new for chance shit. We have an interview. We've got now Holly has been on our books for a long time, and we have kind of been putting it off a little bit because we're a little bit scared.
We also know she is a fan favourite, so we don't want to, you know, peak too early in our career.
Yes, I think one of, if not the most requested guests for the show. So we're super grateful to have her in today. She's been absolutely smashing records. I don't know if that's true. That can't be true. Smashing records.
Smashing personal records, obviously.
All right. See, caveat. That's what you're here for.
Yeah. And also, you know, we have started off this podcast and we got on, you know, people for our interview. Firstly, we had a personal friend on with Fungal Toes, was our first interview.
Oh,
and
fungal.
we've slowly had a curve up on, you know, like the type of people that we've had as interviews. That is no detriment to any guys that we had on in our first year of the podcast. But
it sounds it.
You know, no, but
they're all outside. They're all outside with pitchforks and fire torches.
Like, people we thought were untouchable to us are now quite touchable.
Not leaving
That's
us.
That's weird.
Don't say that, you weirdo.
HR are now involved because I mentioned the word touch.
Oh, right. Okay. Let's. Well, I feel like we're no longer being left on scene.
What?
Why aren't you down with the kids, Dave?
I'm
not. You've been left on. Maybe you never get left on scene. Do you know what that means?
No. No idea what that means.
Fuck me. I thought the new lingo was confusing with like skibbity toilet and rizzle kicks, not wrestle kicks, left on scene. So, you know, like, or when you send a message to someone,
yeah,
and then it comes up saying seen, they've seen it, but they're not replied.
Yeah.
They just leave you on scene. So, you know, they've read it, but they're not replying to you.
That's logical. I get that now.
Does everybody reply to your messages? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You're showing
off. I only message people that will reply.
You only message fucking AI chatbots on Twitter.
Only because when I put our feelers out for our interviews, there has been a lot of ghosting.
Call me Derek Akora because I'm catching all these ghosts. Do you remember Derek Akora? Fucking hell.
I do, unfortunately.
Wait, did he die?
I don't think I've been checking up on it.
He's really committed to his job. Sorry, that was a really bad joke. That was a really bad joke.
Oh, that was awful. Awful.
Right, interview faces on, Dave. We're professional boys, all right?
Yes, boy.
You can, if you think you can, know you can. Be
the ball.
Be the ball. Okay, sure.
Be the ball, like on ants. Be the ball. And then they start knocking down bits of earth.
And that's enough references to really terrible Sylvester Stallone cameos.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone plays one of the ants.
That was the point. Here's the intro. Boo.
Hello.
Oh, shit.
What do you mean, oh shit?
Because you said boo.
Can you hear me?
Hell yeah. There we
awesome.
Go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, how are you?
I'm good. Just been chilling today. No stream, so been getting some stuff caught up with.
Yeah. Was it a late one last night?
Well, yeah. It came off about midnight. I had scum stream, so.
Yeah, I was watching for a few hours. I watched it was hilarious, I'm not going to lie. The
shrooms?
Yeah, the little people that you had chasing you for I had no idea that that was a thing.
Yeah, neither did I. It was very entertaining, but it's quite an experience for the second time playing the game.
Yeah. I was watching from the moment, I think I've started watching about 5 minutes before you rescued Sarah Moore. You drove up in a car and then he was getting shot at from across the field on Bitterroot. I think that was...
Oh, yeah. That was good timing.
You finally met up with Amish and then, yeah, the drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun night.
It was ludicrous. It was ludicrous.
I saw another one that you'd done not so long ago with like Ben Fruit and that when you like some submarine under the sea and it was like a bit like that one was the funniest thing ever. Sarah Moore trying to like be the captain was just hilarious.
What game was that?
Yeah, that was just chaos. Barrow Trauma, I think. We had no idea how to play.
it was amazing. It was amazing. These sponsored streams are like proper fun.
Yeah, that one wasn't a sponsored stream. That was just us playing random games. But
oh,
yeah,
you weren't paid to play that. No, joking.
Right?
Oh, shit.
I'm only joking, man. That was actually hella fun to watch. I didn't catch yesterday's one. I was catching up on some work.
Yeah, it was an interesting one yesterday. That's for sure.
Oh, dear. Right, okay. So I've actually got an icebreaker prepped and ready this time. When we have our interviews, I always like scold myself for not coming up with some sort of icebreaker. But
I done a good one last time.
Did you? What was it? Oh, good memory. That was with Dozy Chopper,
good
right?
Good memory, yeah. It was a chopper, yeah.
Right. Well... this one, Holly, what's your favourite dinosaur?
Oh, I mean, I guess I have to say a T-Rex because the whole Rex, and I call my dog my little T-Rex because he's a sausage dog with little arms.
I should have guessed that. I'm not going to lie. I don't feel stupid. You feel stupid. Yeah. When I Holly Rex, I didn't think of T-Rex. I just thought of dinosaur, but then actually the Rex is a... Actually, weren't there loads of Rexes? Weren't there like a, I don't know, a different flavour of Rex?
Of a T-Rex?
No, like there's a T-Rex, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex, but wasn't there like a something else Rex?
I don't know. What, like a dinosaur?
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's like T-Rex is the Tyrannosaurus Rex is the top of the Rex food chain. There are smaller versions of it, but I can't get them out of like without going on Google and finding them. But yeah, Rex is this the biggest version of that dinosaur like carnivore species.
Well, I guess I learned something today.
You're getting all fucking Ross Geller.
Yeah, I'm all Ross Geller, yeah. less dweeby.
Oh, really?
Shots fired.
All right. Okay, I feel like, Dave, you're in charge of icebreakers from now on.
Yeah, true. Actually, I saw a sausage dog at the weekend, but I won't repeat what I was going to say after that.
Oh, no, come on.
Is your
man.
One a male? Is your one a male sausage dog? Because it's
he
called
is,
Rex.
Yeah. Well, his name's not Rex. He's called Huey. But basically, long story short, when I was trying to figure out a stream name, I saw a little image of like a Dachshund in a T-Rex, like a little picture of a Dachshund in a T-Rex costume. So then I thought, because I called Huey my T-Rex, but then it was also like a play on like Rex, as in get wrecked type of thing. So I thought, okay, let's go with that.
And actually, that brings me to the next bit. As I watched your video yesterday of your True Colors event that you released 7 days ago. And when you're on that final circle and you peek that guy and you kill him, you go, get wrecked, like so fast. Like literally, you're just like, get wrecked. And then you just reloaded that blaze. Like, and I was like, yeah, that's probably why she's called Wrecked on the end. That was an epic shot, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like a play on the word, I suppose. But yeah, I figured it works.
Nice. So let's start off with the ultimate of all questions that's on the tip of everyone's tongue when we interview a top streamer. And it is, what got you into streaming? What made you go, oh, do you know what? I'm going to start streaming the game.
Well, see, when I started streaming, that's when I first made my Twitch account. So I wasn't on Twitch. I didn't know anybody. I didn't watch any content. It was just kind of, I got my PC 3 years ago, downloaded DayZ because I've always wanted to play it. So that was the first game I downloaded. And then at the time I was working from home with my other business. So I just had a lot of free time and I figured, I was enjoying playing it. And then a few people in game that I was playing with that I was like just meeting randomly in the servers were kind of mentioning some of them streamed, or they were like, oh, why don't you stream? And I was like, I don't know what that is. And then I kind of just tried it, got a really budget set up. And it snowballed from there.
Snowballed indeed, didn't it? Really? I mean, this yeah. year has got to be your year, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I didn't expect any of it. I literally bought the cheapest stuff for streaming that I could buy because I didn't want to like waste. It was kind of like, I'm going to try and stream DayZ. Maybe I enjoy it. Maybe I don't. If I don't enjoy playing the game on stream as much as I do just playing it alone, then I just will stop streaming. But then, yeah, no, I loved it.
So how long did you play before you decided to press go live?
I played for about a month or so before I started streaming. And then, but yeah, it was kind of like I was playing the same server a lot and I'd meet a lot of the same people a lot of the time. And then I would just talk to them and a few of them were streaming already. So I was figuring it out like that. And but yeah, I just kind of stumbled into it, I suppose.
Well, what servers were they then? I think the first time I come across you was on an Essica server.
Yes. I started playing on day one Essica when it like it was pretty popular at the time.
Yeah.
So I was just playing the evenings on there and it was great because you just bump into the same people and make friends and have fun because I didn't have any friends to play with. Like none of my friends were playing DayZ in real life, you know?
Oh, but you found your friends in the server, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I just, we ended up making a Discord and then like anytime we'd bump into somebody cool in game, we would invite them to the Discord, say, you know, we're going to be on tomorrow night if you want to join us. And kind of, we just got a nice little group going.
That's how it goes, isn't it? I mean, we have a lot of people in our Discord in our Discord, we have like a looking for group or whatever, a team up. Is it team up channel, Dave?
I think team up channel. Yeah, it's a team up channel. Yeah.
And we got people in there that say, like, look, I've had this game for like a year, 2 years or whatever, and just haven't found people to reliably run with, which I think is the best way to play DayZ, in my opinion. I'm not a lone wolf by any means. So having someone to run with changes the whole game for me. And to have people where they don't have that, I feel like that sucks a little bit. So being able to create that own little community for yourself, I think that's definitely the way to go.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. And I always hate when people say, I want to play DayZ, but I have nobody to play with. And I just tell them, just jump in. Like, here's the service that I recommend. They have great communities. You will probably get shot in the face a few times before somebody says hi, but just keep trying and you will find cool people to run with. And you'll, you know, once you go on a 5-hour run with somebody that you've just met in DayZ, you've kind of been through a lot. So, you know, just make it Discord.
Emotional damage. Like, we've gone through it together.
Exactly.
That's cool. Man. So like Andy said, this is your year. So we're noticing a gradual in time, a massive incline on your viewership. How have you taken that? How well has that gone down?
Well, I never expect any of it. When I started streaming, I didn't expect it to go anywhere. And then eventually it overtook my other business, so it became my full-time thing. But I never expect it to keep growing. Like, at this point last year, I was like, wow, like, I'm in a really good place. I'm earning a full-time income from this. I'm having loads of fun. Like, I'm coasting. I'm happy and stuff. But then I didn't expect it to grow even more. So I never kind of, I don't know where it comes from. Like, I do a lot of YouTube stuff. I do a lot of TikTok stuff, but that's just, you know, for the fun of it, really.
I think there's not really a magic formula. People always look for that magic formula, but there isn't one. I don't think, you know, it's always about right place, right time. But then it's also you being consistent. It's not just based on luck. I think luck does have a part to play in it, because you have to be there at the right place, right time. If you're playing DayZ 20 years from now, it's probably not going to work for you, right? But right now, it's a thing. It's got a community. You were there, and then you were there the next day, and then you were there the next day, and then, and you know what I mean. And then people latch onto that and they go, oh, I'll jump into Holly's stream again because she was cool. She engaged with me and all of that kind of stuff. And it's building that up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You had that community engagement, like, to begin with, must have felt, especially you've gone through this so quickly, right? And I feel like it's been really quick, where, you know, you've started, well, you've got a little shitty PC. You downloaded DayZ. A month later, you're streaming. You get a little personal community. But now you're streaming. You're on the front page of Twitch. Don't think we didn't see that, right? You've been on the front page of Twitch and had like a few. Did you have a few thousand people watching, right?
Yeah.
2.5, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2.5K for the day. And then I did a charity stream and my Twitch partner manager put me on the front page for that as well. So I think it was a few days later.
Yeah.
I had like 2K for the day as well. It's crazy.
How does that compare then to engaging with your community from a year and a half ago to now?
It's definitely difficult to keep up with everything, but I try and read every message. I try and like reply to everybody. And in DayZ, when you get into situations where you're in a fight or something and you can't reach out, I try and scroll up, but sometimes I can't catch up. And it's, for me, I don't mind. Like, I had a comment on my YouTube, one of my YouTube VODs the other day, and they were like, oh, you shouldn't read chat as much. You'd be so much better at the game if you didn't read chat. And my reply is like, that's not what I'm here for. Like, yeah. I don't mind losing a fight if I'm reading chat. Like, that's what I stream for. I like talking to people. I like engaging with my community and stuff. So yeah, I try as best I can to like kind of keep up with everything.
Yeah.
You should have like commented, like, you should have watched me on True Colors, like !!
Oh, but shit, Dave, I just remembered what you're talking about.
I thought you might have at one point. I thought it was going to click without going, Andy, nudge, nudge.
Dude, I'm...
Big ISO container situation.
Yes. Right at the end, you were clutching. Well, I thought you were going to... I was rooting for you so much. It was you versus four people or something, wasn't it?
I think...
I killed half of the purple team in like that 10 minutes. And I was thinking, they've got to almost be gone. Surely there's not that many left if I've literally myself killed so many of them. And then, so I couldn't believe when there was like three left, and then I killed one. And I did not expect there to be two at the end there.
No. You only killed the one though.
Yeah, he broke my leg earlier apparently in the event as well. I think
he was the one that done you in the woods. He done your leg in the wood.
Yeah, I heard afterwards. He broke my leg, I knocked him out, and then we kind of just left. Yeah. So yeah, that was some revenge, I guess.
That's it, payback.
What was the kill count you got on the end? You must have got 4 to Yeah, about four kills or five kills or something.
I think it was four or five, yeah. And I think it was all the purples.
Yeah, because I think your first kill was when they dashed across from the aerodrome to the back of the ISO container thing. So you hit one on the run there, which was fucking good shot.
Yeah, I think I hit one and then he just walked it off. It like stunned him and he walked it off and I was like, damn. So then I got another guy, but that like insta-killed him.
Yeah. So yeah, so next time like that guy comments, because they love commenting again just to get a reaction, you can just put there, watch my video released in August. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was not watching chat. Get wrecked. That should be your sign off every single time.
Get wrecked.
Get wrecked.
Get wrecked, bitch.
Yeah, I've got a little get wrecked emote.
That should be your new like hashtag line. But is there any other events you're going to be doing in the future that we're going to have to watch out on?
I've got Cerberus final is this weekend.
Ooh.
You've been in quite a few of them, even though you've already qualified, right?
Yeah, I was trying to keep, like, I ended on one of them, I ended up getting on the top of the kind of overall leaderboard for kills. So I was like, I kind of want to keep my place up here. But then I missed a few because of the signups. So I think I was like one off. I think I was second. They had one more kill than me.
Oh, who was that?
I think it was in the background. Sorry, that was Huey.
I was like, what?
Sorry, I stopped listening to you as soon as I heard that. I have no idea what you said.
Yeah, that was Huey doing a little howl.
Oh, bless him. Right, yeah, sorry. What were you saying?
Me and Andy are dog people, by the way. Yeah, we're massive dog people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Do you have dogs?
Yeah.
What type of dogs do you have?
I've got a Labradoodle.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Looks very wise. Has like a beard.
It does have a big old beard, yeah.
I got two ginger cocker spaniels.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to have a spaniel when I was younger.
They're pretty much like T-Rexes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst.
Why are they like T-Rexes, Dave? Why? How? Justify that. Because
they're light on steroids. There's no chill. There's no chill.
Are they more like
you can't tame them. You can't tame them, man. They're like little mini raptors. You can't tame these things.
You know, like Jurassic Park, that little tiny bastard? It's like a velociraptor, but he's like a little baby one.
Oh, yeah. Gets the fat guy at the start.
Isn't this two episodes in a row that we've spoken about Jurassic Park?
Yeah. But actually, that's one of the servers that you used to play quite a bit was the ones with raptors on, didn't you?
Oh, the Green Hell ones?
Yeah.
They were so much fun.
Was it Iztek Green Hell? Was it Stuart Island?
Stuart Island because that came out shortly after I started streaming, really. So I did Stuart Island and then they had the Project Blackpool, which was their version of Iztek with the raptors and it was so much fun.
Yeah, I've watched a couple and it was funny, man, like stuck in like a garage for ages while they were attacking the door. You're like, no, leave me alone.
Yeah, it's a whole different experience for Daisy. So I love when these kind of unique servers come about.
Yeah, what servers are hot at the moment for you? Is the Western one hot for you at the moment, or are you on other type of servers?
I haven't actually tried that one. I keep meaning to, but I haven't tried that, and I haven't tried the Walking Dead one either. But I've seen a few people playing. But I've been doing a lot of Banov. Getting the suit on there, so that's been fun.
Nice. Wait, yeah, actually, the alien suit.
We haven't tried that yet, have we?
No. We've just actually completed the Anastara one, but underhandedly done it. Underhandedly done it by accidentally stumbled on it.
We found the punch card. The punch card was just shaped like a 7.62 bullet, and I just accidentally put it into the guy's face, and lo and behold, he had what we needed. I feel like that's completed it, mate. Don't take it away from me.
We went on it at the start, and then we had the exosuit book, and then we're sitting down in the bunker going, how can we get in here? And then one of our followers put, you need a punch card, Nobs, and we're like, okay. So we had to leave the bunker, and then we were like, we never got round to really completing it, and then we completed it the other day by killing someone that had the suit.
Nice. Yeah, I really like the exosuit. I think it's a really kind of cool end game thing.
Yeah,
it couldn't work out. Really, does it just give you unlimited stam? Not unlimited stam, it gives you full stam, and then you can run through the storms, right?
Basically, yeah. So it's not like OP, but it does come in handy when you're in PvP and stuff.
It's good to have like a little mission though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, all these new servers have a sort of mini mission. I know, obviously, they all stem from how popular Namask was. Namask had the first real mission. But, yeah, like, that's now OP as hell, trying to get, like, to the Lantia plate and Lantia suit and all that. That is just really very in-depth. But this one's like a mini mission that could be completed within 2 hours if you speedrun it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's quite a small map as well, so it's nice, and it's, you know, it's not too OP if everyone on the server had exosuits, you know, because it is relatively easy to do.
Friendly? Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Now, moving on from them type of servers, how would you describe your playstyle?
So I love the adventure of DayZ. So I'll play all the different types of maps, and I'll try and do the missions and stuff. But I also really, really enjoy PvP. So that's why I've been enjoying Banov a lot, because the mission kind of pushes everybody to the same areas. Yeah. So you get a lot of PvP, even though it's a gigantic map. So for me, like, a really satisfying adventure is like when I have a goal, even if it's just to go and get geared, but like usually, you know, go and try and do the mission of the map, but also have a bunch of PvP along the way or interactions and stuff.
You'll be surprised, like, how many people we've interviewed where that's their favorite, like, play style. Like, that's Dave and myself. I was going to say Dave and Andy. What the fuck's going on there? Dave and this idiot called Andy, their play style is exactly that. We have an adventure. We go and maybe meet people. We'll go and do exactly what you've just described. We always lose the PvP, but hey, that's fine. But a lot of people, that's just not on their table. It's weird. And for me, that's the lifeblood of DayZ. That's what it's for, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's no game that does it like that.
No, exactly. Exactly. So I'll tell you what then, what map at the moment is feeding that playstyle for you?
I guess it was Banov. I was like, I spent 3 weeks straight trying to get the suit and trying to do all that stuff. But then I managed to get the suit, and then I lost the suit a few times. Tragedy. So I would, that for the last 3 weeks, it's definitely been Banov.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for, apparently there's going to be a final DRL update this year. So excited. I'm ready for that to come out.
Yeah, I think
John McClane, hurry up, man.
About it a few episodes ago, Dave, that
we did, man.
And once it's fully released, we're going to do a proper teardown of it. But yeah, I think at the moment the Snow Owl is the final piece of that puzzle. But he's going to add like an extra step onto it. And already that mission is the most complicated mission that we've got. And he's going to add more to it, which is absolutely insane. But yeah, if you like that kind of stuff, that's where it's going to be.
Yeah, I remember doing it a couple of years ago now. So before the scuba update.
Yep.
And it was, I think it was like 2 or 3 months straight of just trying, because like we kept dying at bad places or just bad things happening or like falling off things and losing everything. So it was just, but that's what I love. Like that's why I'm excited for the update, because I could try and do the scuba stuff now, but I just want, when the update drops, the server's going to be full. Yeah. And I love trying to do these things on a full pop server when everybody else is trying to do it and it's just chaos. It makes it so much better when you actually complete it.
Yeah, you maybe find some stragglers to do it with. And
medium pop to low servers are quite good to complete missions on. A high pop server just ends up into a PvP mess because of all the choke points and vulnerable points to collect different items that you need.
Yeah, lots of camping as well.
Oh, love a bit of camping. What are some of the biggest challenges or frustrations you faced while playing DayZ?
Apart from the DRL mission.
Listening to that question as well.
That's a tough one.
What are we thinking here? Some of the biggest challenges.
I'm thinking
I'll tell you
challenges.
What it is. Yeah, no, I've got it. So probably my biggest thing is like I want to be the good guy. Mm. I don't like killing people for no reason and stuff, but like, you know, I really like PvP and stuff. So I guess it's like finding a line between, like, I don't like betraying people. I don't like, but then that also turns into, I could be in the hottest military zone. And then if somebody talks and we start communicating, then instantly I'm like, I don't want to kill them. Like, I feel bad.
Yeah.
So as soon as somebody tries to talk to me and says they're friendly, that's it. Like, I can't, I don't want to try and kill them. So it's kind of finding a line between.
She's breaking the rule, Andy.
Well, yeah, okay. So no, that's not really the rule. The rule is he's saying military, killitary, but that's just assume it's kill on sight. Yeah. That's just have your wits about you. But so basically your biggest challenge is your own moral compass.
Yeah. That's kind of why I do. So I do this anything goes thing where chat can use channel points to nothing crazy. They can't make me kill people, betray people, but like they just make me do stupid things. And then I have this character, Bonnie. That's kind of where that stemmed from is I can go into a character and do things that I might not do and kill people that I might not kill. But as this character, I don't have to feel so bad about it.
And that's how it happened, Judge. I promise, Judge.
It was Barney. So now you're turning into like, you were turning into Split. It's Split all over again.
Yeah, kind of.
The beast is coming out.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, if that's how you detach yourself from the murders, then you do.
That's how you sleep at night.
It doesn't happen very often.
Well.
Me, on the other hand, I just end up laughing for about half an hour after I kill someone. Like,
it's because you can't believe you actually hit your shot.
Well, yeah, point blank with a shotgun. I've killed him, yes!
You can't believe the shotgun actually worked. That's what actually, usually happens. The amount of people fucking hitting the chest point blank with a shotgun and then they just go, haha, that tickled. Like, yeah. Cool! what about like what frustrates you, I guess, with you know, what do you get in that? I don't really necessarily about the game itself, but something in the contextualization of the game or the, I don't want to say the community, but you know what I mean? Maybe like the players, or this is a really poorly structured question. I'm not going to lie.
I thought it was well put together.
No, I absolutely wasn't, because I'm not giving any direction on. yeah, fuck it. Let's spin it off.
No, about the game, Holly. So DayZ itself. What do you think that DayZ needs to sort of add in the upcoming? I know we all know what's coming up now is Sakal, but after that, what do you think they need to work on rather than the new map when the new map's all done? Well, is there anything that you're like, I really wish they would add this, or I really wish we'd sort out the balance of this? What's in your head?
Well, I mean, the zombies are very frustrating at the moment. They're kind of pathfinding and stuff, but you know, I don't have much hope that that's going to be fixed soon, but that would definitely be one of the main things that is probably the most frustrating about the game.
Yeah, the AI sort of thing are not great, are they? They should, instead of going where the like bit lands, it goes where it's thrown from. Do you know what I mean? All a bit like that. I get what you're
saying.
There's
definitely some kinks to be ironed out, to say the least.
Yeah, they are just, and I guess like the past couple of patches have made the AI or the infected harder, right? We've got the introduction of the tiered melee weapons. We've got they've got the higher ability to cut you or do damage to your clothing. Their hearing has been altered. The sound, you know, with all the sound has all changed, all that kind of stuff.
That was a great couple of weeks with that sound. That was horrible, wasn't it?
When they turned it up by accident. So if they were on the other side of a building, they could hear you better. Yeah, well done.
Yeah.
What I don't think has been taken into consideration is there's no reduction in numbers there. Like, they've got, like, I don't know, 10% harder, but there's still the same amount of infected. Really, I feel like they should have dropped their amount by 10%. You go onto a vanilla Chernarus, they're fucking everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't mind if they make them harder, if you can kind of understand them. But the way that, like, they turned the hearing up on them, and then it made a lot of the problems with them a lot more noticeable. Like, how they would aggro without seeing or hearing you, like if you're creeping and sneaking and stuff. So that was kind of pointless. And then it's the most frustrating thing is when you're with a teammate and it's running back and forth between you. Both of you are there thinking it's going to attack you. So you're ready, standing there with the knife in your hand and like you're just waiting.
Yeah.
I've watched it go back and forth like 10 times and we're both standing there. And like at that point, you could just get shot by anybody because this zombie's been silly and can't pathfind to a player, you know? So that those type of things are really frustrating because they could get you killed while you're trying to deal with a buggy zombie, which is super common.
Yeah, I just I completely agree. If they're harder, wicked. This is at the end of the day, like it's a day zero kind of infected game, survival game, right? Where they are meant to be a challenge. It's fine, but give us the tools to deal with them. That's what I feel like is lacking. We had it for a little while, but then people get good at it. You know what I mean? People find the knack. People find the meta for getting rid of them and they become easy. So they tweak them and make them harder. And then we have to relearn that new meta. But I think we'll get there. I just think it's going to take that it's going to take that overhaul that they promised that they talked back on a little bit. I don't think it's going to be a Band-Aid kind of thing. It's going to be a complete rewrite.
Yeah, I think they realized that. So they kind of pushed it back.
But
at the moment, they're just a nuisance. And, you know, Daisy would be Daisy without them, essentially, because they're not much of a threat. They're just annoying. So I think it's definitely important for them to...
I never thought of it
like that. Rework,
like, it would still be Daisy without them. Like, I've never thought of it like that. That's poignant, Holly.
Yeah, I mean, I've played, like, in tens and stuff. Now, that, if you've ever played in tens...
No,
hardcore Daisy server.
Yeah.
Like, zombies can break down doors.
Yes, we played it, Andy. We played that winter one, remember?
No, yeah, we haven't. This is, in tens is a server.
Yeah,
I'm just saying we've played that mod before where they can knock down the door and stuff.
Yeah, so stuff like that makes them an actual threat. That makes it like, okay, I need to kind of plan my route. I need to be careful of them. I can't just run through town, aggro them all and lock them in houses and stuff. So I like that. But yeah, it's definitely going to take a long time to fix them, I think.
Get away from like the shit stuff. what's the best thing that they've added in the last, say, year or so? What's the thing that you'll say, that's the golden ticket? That's the one that I really enjoy the most that they've added in the past updates?
Let me think of the last updates.
Well, we've had Livonia Bunker.
Masks.
Livonia Bunker. Did you say?
Yeah, they put masks in. She might be a fashion girl. Right. She might be into the fashion.
They've added fucking gas zones. They've added the Humvee. They've added Livonia Bunker. And you you come up with fucking masks. Are you insane?
Fucking fire trucks and masks.
Remember that update where they just gave us a few bags?
No, the bum bags, though, I love them. They're great.
Yeah, they just gave a few backpacks. Cool. No, fair enough. Okay, they got their use. They got their uses now.
Quilted jacket, best thing they ever rated. I'm not joking. They need to put the big down jacket from the mouse skin. Is that? I think that's coming in, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. But that's the thing, on PC we're so spoiled anyway. Yeah. Like, it's difficult to say what my favorite thing they added because, well, I guess the skybox is better than it was.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah.
But we just get all the mods anyway. And that's like the servers I play, they have all the quality of life mods, they have all clothes mods and stuff. So it's like, I mean, it feels vanilla, but it's just.
And some of them rebalance the the PvP aspect and stuff, so you don't get unconned by one shot and stuff. But yeah, no, I get what you're saying. We are spoiled and sometimes tainted to we need to take it back to console people that are still, you know, waiting for this extra map they're going to get eventually.
Fucking losers.
Andy, don't be rude. Don't be rude, Andy.
It's all right. We hailed from console. It's fine.
Yeah. Have you ever played console, Holly?
I haven't. I actually, before I got my PC, I never knew that it was on console.
Me and Andy played for years on console. Must have been for about a year and a half.
I reckon.
So 2 years,
six,
Andy, on console?
Six, seven.
What?
Years. No, I'm trying shit. Yeah, maybe
it was like 2 years together. We were there when it first came out on console because someone was like, oh, let's just try this game. It's just coming out. So we tried it. And it hurt your brain because the frames are like 4 frames.
Oh, God, yeah. It's interesting. I probably would not have got a PC to play DayZ if I had played it on console because I probably would have assumed that it's the same on PC.
Right.
And even though I've never played it, everybody that has played it that I've spoken to kind of, it's not the best experience compared to PC.
This is obviously right here, right now is the best experience on console you can have. That's without saying sort of thing.
Yeah.
But like, there are times where it was unbearable and me and Andy played it and we've migrated across because we wanted just a better game. And tell you what, it's like a 10,000 times better, do you know what I mean? Like on the PC. But that's not saying that the one now on console's crap. That's just saying that it's not as good as what it is on PC. But it's never going to be. It's never going to be.
I think at the moment, it's like, I think the worst it is on PlayStation 4. I don't know why, but I feel like that's the thing there. But however bad it might feel now, it was like 10 times as bad as that when it first came out, wasn't it? It was nearly unplayable. Well, actually, no, it was unplayable, wasn't it?
It was. Well, you could only get to Dolina, and you'd starve to death because you couldn't open any food.
There's no way to open food.
There's no way to open food. So yeah. I just one more question. Just, I don't really want to tone it down because we've had such a like fun chat. But like, has there been any like adversity you've had to like sort of muscle your way through while you've been streaming?
How so? Like
any like complications and frustrations that you've had during streaming? Because you seem like really happy-go-lucky. So actually, it will take a lot to affect you.
Yeah, I definitely. I guess you know you have trolls and stuff in chat every now and then, but I feel like I've got a community where like anything weird, anything, you know, that I can't kind of wouldn't tolerate, wouldn't be tolerated by my chat either. It's or by my community where it's not a, like I've seen in other people's chats, maybe it's kind of not encouraged, but not discouraged when people are being weird or
toxic,
stuff like that.
The
toxic stuff. But where it doesn't really happen in my community as much because I kind of shut it down. Like I even tell my mods, I don't want them to delete, unless it's like racism or something like that. I don't want them to delete a toxic message because I want the chance to read it and reply to it so that they know, like maybe it's somebody that can learn something or maybe like, you know, I can just kind of have my say. You know,
ignorance can be taught out of people.
Yeah.
Without talking about like specifics, I remember something maybe about a year ago, you posted a video. I think it might have been on Twitter or whatever it was. And someone was giving you shit for something. And you were like, look at this prick. You know, you just you were like, fuck this guy, and everyone was like, yeah, fuck this guy. And then it was just really good to see, even though it come from a shit situation where someone had said fucking something horrible, and I don't remember what it is that they said, if I'm honest with you, but you weren't some people that knocks them for six, some people they'll go, oh, you know, that's horrible words to say, I'm just gonna like not stream for a couple of days or whatever. You were like, this guy's a dickhead, everybody look at him.
You know? Exactly. I feel like people will say things on the internet and not think that they're going to get seen for it or something, you know? Yeah. So like if I think that if there was a guy, maybe this is what you're talking about. There's a guy a year ago or something on YouTube and he would comment on every single video saying I was cheating, so being really sexist and stuff. And like every video he was commenting. So I compiled it all and put it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was just having a laugh about it. Like his comments would make me laugh, even though he's being so serious and like being so nasty and stuff. But I would just laugh at it because, I mean, something some dude on the internet says to me is not going to, I'm not going to let that affect me.
Good. I mean, that's the thing. It does affect some people, man.
You're a better person than me.
Yeah.
If it weren't for Andy, there was a guy that I was planning on burning lots of things down.
What?
The Tower of London. No, I'm talking about that video that come out when you like, oh, have you seen this video? And this guy commented on how me and Andy's podcast, and I was just like, that's it. I know where he lives. I know his accent. I know exactly. I'm getting the Lynch squad. But like Andy's more calm and collective. It's like, nah man, he's picked on us because we've done something. And it's like, all right, yeah, cool. We're now his focus. It's like, sweet, you can give us a view or two then. He's literally watching or listening to our podcast. He's being one of our like four views, which is great.
Sometimes you just got to look at it from a different perspective and be like, okay, this, you know, they're just, it's a lot of the time, it's just some 12-year-old saying stuff for the hell of it. But a lot of the time it is, you know, adults that, I don't know, I will never understand the idea of like posting something negative under a video, because it takes a lot for me to even comment something positive on a video, but never mind like something negative.
I actively disliked this. Like, it's weird, isn't it? Unless it's like something morally wrong. Like, the amount, you know, I've probably watched every single one of like a few streamers' YouTube videos. I reckon I've commented on about three of them after watching hundreds and hundreds of YouTube videos. You know what I mean? I'm not there to have a conversation with chat or whatever. I'm there to watch the video that they made. I don't give a fuck. So weird. But you're right. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Well, I will never get that either.
What's up?
Your dog, the dogs. Oh my God. What are they doing?
Truffle.
What are they calling it? Is it truffle and toffee?
Toffee and truffle, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Toffee and truffle. My bad.
The next door neighbors comes in by his back gate. I don't know why. I don't know why he doesn't use his front door, but each to their own. They just keep shouting. And they just bark, and I'm like, shut up, stop being naughty. I'm going to lock him out of the room.
Have you played much of Experimental?
I played, when it came out, I played a little bit of Experimental, found the animals, which are very cute, and did some fishing and stuff.
Oh, shit, Dave.
What?
We haven't done fishing in the new update.
Oh,
it's like completely changed.
Yeah, I think it's a neat change. I like all of the survival changes that they've added here.
So we're big survival players.
We have got stuff, though.
Oh,
we've got
the
stuff to fish.
And we found the new tackle. What's it called? It is called tackle, isn't it? No.
Spinner. It's like, that tackle is a fishing term. Well done, Abby. Yay. 10 points to Gryffindor.
My man now.
But yeah, we found the spinner. The different type of hook.
I haven't tried that one out yet.
Did you know you can make wooden hooks?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I didn't do that, though, because I didn't know that when I played, but I found out afterwards you can.
I feel like I might be the only person that didn't know this.
No, I didn't know it until you just said.
Oh, there you go. Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
How do you feel about like the updates at the moment that are in that experimental patch?
I think it's great. I think I enjoy all the survival updates. It definitely, having like more animals and stuff makes the world feel more alive.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that. There's definitely some tweaks to be done. I mean, the chickens wouldn't shut up. I don't know if that's been changed.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, chickens, five. They go on for five times, the cockerels. Yeah. Go, and you're like, shut up. You have to kill them. And even if you don't need food, you just kill them. Like, leave them on the floor.
Yeah, it's like they're fighting for attention now because there's the hares and the foxes, so.
They're like, please, choose me. Although those foxes scare the shit out of us every time because they make that horrible noise.
Yeah, the scream.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it? I'm not sure if you live in an area.
You wouldn't want to be alone in a forest.
No.
Well, the first fox I ever heard was here. It was 2 o'clock in the morning and I heard this like gut-wrenching screaming, and I shot out of bed. I looked out the window because it was like right outside our window.
Yeah.
And I realized it was a fox, and then I started Googling like the noise to see if it was okay, because it sounded like a woman screaming. Their screams are horrible.
That's it, isn't it? It's like, it sounds like someone's in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
I only know the sound because my friend's mum had a domesticated grey fox. So they look just like a red fox that we would have in our normal life, but it was fully grey and it made the same sounds. They look so cool as pets. I just wouldn't have one person. They do make the weirdest sounds. A bit like tortoises. Tortoises make the weirdest sounds as well.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen a video once.
Yeah, we've all seen that video, Dave. We're not going there.
Kids, don't look at this on the internet.
So I don't think we found a rabbit yet, though, have we?
Andy's got a thing. People were trying to troll him saying they were true ages ago, and now they're true. People are saying that they're true, and Andy's like, no, they're not true until I see it, and we're dodging them.
I just aim my my cursor up to the sky, just directly up, so there's no chance of seeing one, so that way I'm right forever.
I think they've knocked them real, like, really high in experimental, because I was finding them everywhere, the hares and the foxes.
Oh, shit, okay. I hear them. I just haven't
we
seen them
we hear the foxes
yet.
All the time. We just haven't seen them, yeah. We found a boat, though.
Had a few boats.
Oh, yeah, I haven't played with the boats yet.
It didn't have a spark plug. Well, accounts spark plugs are near impossible to find.
Oh, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, someone was saying they're all gone, I think. They're all, like, not spawning. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, but hopefully by the time this episode goes out, it'll be fixed, because that would have been roughly 2 weeks ago. So go play some experimental.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting, isn't it? I think having boats, and that they can put that easy. I mean, hopefully they can easily put that into other maps. If you've got like a favorite map, if you're apart from Banov, which doesn't have any fucking sea.
Well, they have a bunch of rivers in Banov, so it could actually be pretty useful. Because there's a few huge rivers that run all the way across the map. But yeah, I am interested to see how it's going to be implemented on other maps, especially Dirol. I mean, Dirol's great with boats.
Yeah.
Zero Dirol, I think, have added boats anyway.
Yes, yeah.
And it's so good.
Game
I love
changer.
It. Yeah.
And the Mausk, there's not really much to go, is
there's
there?
A lot of frozen stuff. Yeah. I don't think a boat would do well, because obviously there are parts that you can swim.
But everywhere you need to go, there's an ice sheet.
Yeah, you know? Everywhere. Yeah, integral.
All right. Oh, well, okay. Well, whilst we're talking about 1.26. Obviously, this is all an experimental, but these experimental changes are on Livonia and Chernarus. They are there testing on those maps in preparation for Sarkal or Sackle Frostbite line.
Sackle? Yeah, I have no idea.
The new map. That's what we'll call it.
Yeah.
What are you actually calling the new map? What is your take? I say Sackal, and he's
saying Sackal.
Oh, that's a
but that
different
could
way.
Probably be wrong.
No, you sound more educated than both of us. we're going with that.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, what do you think about it?
I'm excited. Yeah. I think I haven't played a bunch of experimental because it is a lot of the updates do feel very geared towards that. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing it all on that, like with the food, the frozen stuff and everything like that. It's definitely geared towards Sackal. But yeah, no, I mean, we're spoiled on PC. We have Nemalsk, we have every community map. So it's going to be a huge thing for console.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good experience. It's been like being there at the beginning of a map, I think, is going to be great. Like, I wasn't there at the beginning of Nemalsk when that dropped a few years ago, but I've heard stories and I would have loved to have been. But being here at the beginning of all these community maps and playing playtests and stuff is awesome, seeing them grow. So yeah, I think having an official map where I'm going to be here playing it at the very beginning when everybody else is experiencing the same things for the first time as well is going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
Remember Livonia, Andy, when it first dropped?
Yeah. That was mad.
That was mad. Obviously, me and Andy were console then. You just bounced over.
I was in PC,
you just bounced over. So I was all alone on the console. I know. He left me for his RP friends. So it is super exciting, isn't it? Like you said, to be a part of that, like, sort of journey. That first day is going to be mad, trying to find a server to get on.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I don't really know how it's going to drop either. Is it going to be on experimental, or is it just going to come out on
I think
official?
It's just going to drop, because it's going to be a DLC and they need to make the money.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, that makes sense.
You got to pay for the DLC. Obviously, there's going to be plenty of keys to give away competitions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this
how
is going to open up
how
so
get
much.
Into that? Huh?
Scotty. No, it's not even Scotty. It's Marks. It's Marks. Marks, hurry up, Marks. Lovely guy. You lovely Irish guy.
We just love the Irish, don't we?
my dad's Irish. That's why he's short.
Is he short?
I'm the tallest in my family, Andy.
Are you kidding me? I always remember your dad to be a big dude.
Yeah, belly.
Oh. No, I was on about his... No.
You don't need to... Don't tone it down. That's not really my job, man.
Sorry, man.
I'm trying to have a better report. There's a top streamer here, you know.
I know, I'm embarrassing myself. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are. Don't drag down to my level, because I'm not doing it.
Where are we talking? I've lost my train of thought
keys,
now.
Keys, all the things that are going to come out of Sakao, all the stuff.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it?
What is the thing that you're looking forward to the most with the map, though, Holly? Like, what is it? Is it the actual map itself to explore it?
Yeah, just to explore it with other people for the first time that are exploring it. You know, you spawn in, everything's going to be... I imagine it's... Well, see, they've done teasers and stuff. I haven't really kept up with everything because I've been super busy. But I will have to catch up on all the teasers. But I imagine they're probably going to keep some of it under wraps for when it actually comes out, because I know they usually do that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, if there's any, like, just cool secrets or the new buildings or anything to check out, I'm just most excited for, you know, everybody running into each other, just running into random people and exploring.
I just hope they have maybe some sort of, like, mission planned, you know, like Livonia Bunker or... You know, that kind of stuff where you have to go to place A, get a certain item, and then go to place B, and then that's where, you know, that kind of stuff. Because I feel like that's the way every single new community map goes. That's what people, they grind that kind of shit, you know? So hopefully, maybe not on day one.
Yeah, I feel like maybe that might come with updates down the line. So I'm not trying to get my hopes up. I'm keeping my hopes low just so I'm not disappointed. But... Again, like, it's great for console people, but we are very spoiled on PC, so it's hard to impress us when we have so many options anyway.
Friendly!
Me and Andy like to do this thing with our guests, and we remember the room 101 where you get to stick something down that you didn't like. Me and Andy have done a mod room 101 or a DayZ room 101. So is there something in DayZ or a mod that you've come across that you just want to be like, stick in that room, never to see the light of day again?
The giant spiders.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, there was no hesitation. There was no hesitation.
That they're going to be back soon. Are you talking about, like, on Hellcart?
Yeah.
And shit like that. Yeah. I forgot. They were fucking horrible, man.
Yeah, no, I can't deal with those. I couldn't run around. There was Halloween at Ithaca last year, and that had them around the main town. I couldn't go there alone because I knew if I see them, I'm screwed.
Do you actually have a teammate. IRL fear of spiders?
Oh yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but some of them, in games, some spiders aren't so bad.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there's that particular mod that is usually used in all of these servers, where they're the giant spiders, and usually there's little ones as well. They're just so creepy, and the noises they make.
Mm-hmm.
I actually added, I don't know why I did this, but I added a sound alert of the spider noise after Halloween Ithaca. So I added that as an alert that chat could play, and it's horrible. I get shivers whenever I hear it now.
No, yeah, because you would hear them before you saw them. And then suddenly there was five in front of you. Like, I don't have a fear of spiders at all, but that shit scared me too. fuck that. Oh, that was quick and easy.
That was super astute. That was like, boom, I know exactly before you even mentioned it.
Fuck,
like,
that shit off. Get it.
Yeah, that's right.
Straight in the bin.
Andy, make the sound effect for putting it in the room.
Oh, what does that sound like? There you go.
There you go. Hit the floor. Shut the door quickly before it comes out. Before it comes out, shut the door.
There you go. Sound effects done. I'm going to use them for every episode now, mate.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It means that she wasn't a big fan of that Harry Potter film either. So
why Harry Potter film?
The one where they go into the woods and there's a big spider.
Oh yeah.
Or Lord of the Rings.
She can't.
Yeah, there's
hear
a giant one on Lord of the Rings.
With Shelob.
Is there?
Yeah, Shelob.
Oh yeah, in the caves. Yeah. Cool. Yep. Shh, don't mention that.
She's hungry.
No, don't do it.
Wensleydale.
All right, hopefully Dave preps you for video of the week.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm terrible. I don't watch anything.
You can say your own.
Okay, I'll have my triplets be there then.
Where does it say that in the rules?
There is no rules.
No, but I'm really bad with, I like, even before streaming and during streaming, I don't watch. I rarely watch many streams. I might pop in now and then, but when I'm finished streaming, I kind of just zone out of everything. Crazy. You know?
Do you watch any YouTube at all?
At the moment, no, not really.
Hmm.
Well, she's gonna have to go with our last True Colors video.
I knew this was going too smoothly.
Sorry.
No, it's not you. It's Dave.
I was trying to think of like just any video that I've watched, but yeah, I think there's a thing with watch. If I were to watch too much of other people's content, I've got this kind of personality where, you know, when you hang out with somebody a lot and then you start saying what they're saying, yeah. Or like you see something, you're like, oh, that's really cool. I want to do that. And I don't like having that. Like I kind of just, you know, it feels like, oh, I don't want to copy them.
Yeah.
But that's a really cool idea or something. So I just.
Okay.
I just don't watch things.
All right. Fuck. All right. We've got to make the executive decision, Dave.
Okay. So video of the week this week is Holly Rex, True Colors.
I feel like this was planned.
And if you want to see another perspective of it, please check out the Running Man's version of it. That is a couple of weeks ago.
We can say that.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's very good.
It's descended into chaos. No, we'll go with Holly's one because TRMZ wins that award far too many times. So
I know he has to buy a cabinet just for all of the video of the week winners. I can't afford to go to IKEA next time I buy him a bigger cabinet. So,
yeah. So your medals in the what are we doing? Medals now, aren't we? Because the trophy.
I think we have to
expensive.
Drop down to medals. Then yeah. You just have to get a stronger like neck for the medals that you wear around it.
Yeah. Your medal's in the post, but it's with every, so it might not get there this side of Christmas.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
We know you're south of Birmingham somewhere. It will eventually get to you.
Do we know that?
We do.
Aylesbury.
Everyone's from Aylesbury.
I've never actually heard of that.
So no.
I guess not.
Don't worry. You're not meant to get that joke. It's a stupid fucking joke that for some reason we've latched onto it, so... Team up. Just the tip. Oh my god, I did a just the week like sound effect thing.
Yeah.
That was wrong.
No, I like it.
No, that was wrong.
That was very wrong.
That was like that was what Ollie was saying. Listen to someone for too long and you start like adopting their shit.
Oh. Yeah, you listen to me too long, you end up into being right knob.
Oh my god, I've got loads of hair on my back now. What's going on?
I've not got a hairy back, man.
Not anymore, because I've absorbed it all. Ah!
Fuck's sake.
I'm like Ditto.
Oh, Ditto. Why are we doing Pokemon stuff again?
Oh, I don't know. It's like in our blood for some reason.
Yeah.
Right, so every week we give our listeners a tip, whether they are new to the game, whether they're seasoned veterans. We like to provide something like a hey, did you know kind of nugget of information. So what have you got for us for your own tip, Ollie?
You didn't want to say that.
give me a minute. Let me think. I was thinking about this earlier and then I forgot.
Oh, and then... shit. We'll tell you, I mean, what are we? 96 episodes in, so we'll tell you whether we've done it, but we also might be wrong.
Because I've not updated the tips list for ages.
No, you haven't. I needed that today.
I'm only on 84.
I know.
Jesus,
and the videos.
I'm running behind. Yeah, don't worry.
Can't pay people enough.
I'm away from work on the 9th of September, so I'll do it that week. I'll have all the time in the world.
I have all the time in the world.
You like that? Good.
No, I didn't like it.
I don't know if it's a tip, but, well, I guess it's a sniping tip.
Oh, okay.
It's a tip.
Do I have to start with, did you know?
No, if you want.
No.
Well, I suppose
maybe we should start. Yeah.
Did you know you miss 100%? Wait, let me start again.
I know what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say, but it's cool. It's good.
So did you know you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take? So stop hesitating when you're sniping and just take the shot.
Boom. Mic drop.
Yeah, that's something that when I do watch other people, I often notice that they'll be, you know, they've got them in their scopes, they're waiting for a perfect moment to shoot.
Yeah.
But you miss that shot so many times if you don't take the shot. So they hesitate too much and then they're gone.
The perfect moment might not arise, so just take the moment when you can.
Exactly.
This is perfect. Because shortly after tuning into your stream yesterday, you were in that cabin with Saramore and you were scoping at the dude in the woods and you'd spotted him. You told Saramore where he was. So you were both scoping in. And as he was saying, as he was saying, let me know when you take a shot and I'll take a bang. Oh, you're going already, are you? Okay. You were like, fuck this, I'm going for it.
Yeah, they were running. I had to try before they got away.
You know, Sarah Moore, as a fun fact, actually, Sarah Moore was joined our Discord the first week we opened it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He'd been lurking, bad lurker, Sarah
like
Moore.
The biggest he's lurker.
He's a massive lurker.
He probably doesn't even know that he's in here, to be fair.
Yeah. He's probably done it on a whim and now he's like silenced us, like everyone else has.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Well, all right, we'll take it. What are we going to call that tip? Can't be called. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That needs to be. What do you reckon?
Take the shot.
Oh, fucking perfect. Do you want a job?
Yeah. What are you doing every Tuesday? Round about 7 to 8.
Scum sponsors, apparently.
Hello. Well, Holly, we have reached the end of our podcast episode with you. It's been a blast.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Thanks for asking.
I reckon you must be one of the most requested people, one of the most requested guests to get in. Don't you think, Dave?
Wow, really?
And I think there's been about 5 or 6 people that have gone, can you get Holly on? Can you get Holly on? And we're like, yeah, we're approached and... You are the most responsive person when it comes to like messaging. Like, it's literally, if 2 days was too long for you to respond normally, like, you'd literally just respond within the day. You're like, boom, boom, there's the balls in, like the balls in your court, sort of thing. Like, fuck, now I've got to respond. Jesus.
I think we have even had people from our community jump into your chat saying, hey, would you do an episode with the Friendly Podcast? And then them screenshotting your response, or what is it? They clipped your response.
Yeah, clipping your response.
And then sent it to us. And we're like, look, see, she's up for it.
Wow, I didn't realize.
Oh,
wait, yeah, I think cool. We've had about three clips from probably the same person.
We haven't kept track. We're shit.
Yeah, we are very bad at that sort of stuff. But yeah, no, thank you for accepting our
invitation.
That's the one to come on this podcast, and it means a lot to us.
Well, yeah, thank you for the invite. Thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Good. It's good to learn about you and your super quick rise to where you are. You're an inspiration, mate. You're doing incredible stuff. And well, we'll see where you are in the next year, right? Because it's only upwards.
Thank you.
You're going to be a scum streamer now.
Yeah, that's my new career path.
Yeah, thought so. Knew it. Oh, well.
Taking shrooms on scum.
When she's not taking over my job on a Tuesday doing a podcast.
Yeah, she's... Yeah, that's it. Making up tips that used to be your job and now belongs to Holly. Announcement.
Well, fuck me, right? Okay. Okay, so let's leave it there then.
Yeah, let's leave it there, but thank you very much.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet you guys.
And you too, and have a wonderful evening.
Thanks.
Oi! Well.
Wow, she's so humble. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just mad.
Yeah, we had a little post-interview conversation, you know, and, you know, part of the bit was she's everywhere now. And she was saying, well, oh, they're not going to, you know, like feeling like a little bit of imposter syndrome, I reckon. She didn't, those weren't her words at all, but, you know, that's how I imagine she felt a little bit. But we also felt like our way approaching her for an interview, which was so strange, wasn't it? And she's just absolutely killing it, man. Absolutely killing it, and more power to her.
She is. You know, like, as well as just being a top person as well, like, just morally a top person. Like I said, when I was messaging her to, like, come on the podcast, it was literally instantaneous replies. She wouldn't leave me hanging for more than a day or two. Just, it was, oh, I'm so sorry I left you for, like, a couple of hours. Sorry I didn't reply fast. It's like, you replied 17 times faster than even Andy does to me, and he's my best friend.
She has to make up a persona so she doesn't do evil things in-game, Dave. Like, that's the kind of person we're dealing with here, right?
Yeah. Honestly, like she said, oh, I can't believe that you guys wanted me on. And we were like, actually, we can't believe that you
said yes.
Want to come on. Yeah, I can't believe you've replied to us coming on.
Such is the way, man. But yeah, watch this space with Holly. She's rocketing. She is on a How just fucking
trajectory.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a word there somewhere.
Yeah, we'll piece it together with the editing.
Trajectory. And
imagine that cutting out to make a perfect one.
Shall I do it? All right, I'll enter it. Look at, I'm going to do it right.
Look who's just, someone's just messaged. Someone's just messaged in the Discord.
Where?
About the guest that we just had in the room.
Where are you seeing
that?
Oh,
no, personal message. They've sent me it as a personal message. And it is the first Oysted. Did I just see Holly Rex in your interview? Oh, am I imagining things? I'm gonna put nah, bro. That wasn't
our Discord. It's Wednesday. No. We record on a Tuesday.
It wasn't us. We do Tuesday recordings.
You proper said chew then. Tuesday.
Chew with C H E W.
Anyway,
no, wasn't us. We do Tuesday recordings. Fuck you, Oysted.
Oh my god, we didn't get to say fuck you, Wes.
Ah, fuck, Holly, where are you?
Right. next interview is going to be a big one. It's going to be episode 100.
100.
We need to get that person to say fuck you, Wes. Even if we need to pay them.
There you go.
What?
I've just put it in admin notes so we know.
Oh, you've put it all like bulletin. Fair enough. Well, thank you very much for listening to yet another episode of Friendly A Daisy podcast. If you liked this one with our special interview guest, Holly Rex, share it about. Share it around the community. I'm sure there are other people that are dying to listen to what she has to say.
100%. And it's very insightful as well, especially as she's not come from such a streamer, like game orientated background, and she is just killing it. And it's just such, like, really nice to see.
On that note, almost went a little bit sudden on them going, hey, what the fuck are these accents? Australia first.
You are turning into Russell Crowe.
Australia first, and then I went a little bit south.
A little bit southern, boy.
Love you lots. Oh, be good. I love you lots. Until next time, ma'am.
Ciao for now. Why did we do a summon ending?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.